It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the sit on the couch and groan show because you had just this huge turkey day this week. And you probably got a lot of turkey left over, like I know I do, and I think Barbecue Bob does too. So we might dive into how to get rid of that bird this show. But we got a few other things. But before we get to that, I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. The smokiest show on the airwaves, brought to you by great stations around Michigan. I'm not the biggest fan of leftover turkey. After a little while, it gets really old.
Right.
But what I was, I've the last few years gone into doing like a Mexican profile with it and using it for certain things, and we're gonna
camouflaging it so you can't taste
cover
it.
Cover some of those things. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But the biggest bar night of the year hardly happened.
Right. Sad.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
But we did find a place that was serving outdoors with a fire.
Yeah.
And there was a huge crowd there.
Little brewery, actually.
And it was fantastic. And I think people are just fed up.
Right. Well, I can only speak for me, and I am. You know what? I'm not terribly afraid of this. I know that a lot of people get very sick from it. And I'm not wishing anything
just
bad
like
on anybody.
Just like the flu every year.
Right, but it's
just a little worse, but
I can't agree with the just the urban shutdown of everything that we're doing. It's just ridiculous in my mind, but that I'm entitled to my opinion. You know, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
And you can kind of tell the states that are going to do it. They're the same ones that have the big vote controversies right now about suddenly showing up and stuff like that. So, sure. But I noticed online, I was looking at states that have people and bars and restaurants that are just fighting back. And California, Illinois, Colorado, Michigan, Maine, Ohio, all over the place, restaurateurs and bar owners are just saying, screw you, we're opening up. And they're going to get probably in trouble, but I think they don't care at this point because they're going to go out of business if they don't do something.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just talked about that.
You and I
just talked about that downtown Grand Rapids. You can't find a place open, and what a shame.
It is, the many that are here. So, on the lighter side of the news, for us anyway, Turkey Day, how'd you cook your turkey?
Mrs. Nermico cooks.
Oh, well, there you go.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I see.
Yes.
So you get 2 days off a year.
I do. That's her specialty. She does a wonderful job. That's kind of her thing, and all the good china comes out. We had a bunch of the kids home, and
Did your party bigger than six?
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got a big house. You can move
them
around.
Well, it was a
funeral
for the turkey.
Right. Yeah. So you can have 30 then, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? The number?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I made mine on the Big Green Egg charcoal smoker, for those that don't know what a Big Green Egg is. And
you must be living
I had
in a cave if you don't know what a Big Green Egg is.
I had about just Lisa and I, so I had about a 16-pound bird. It was one of those that was frozen. I did not get a fresh one this year from Sobey. My employer gave us a turkey as a holiday gift. So thawed that thing out a couple days in the refrigerator and then took it out of the package, seasoned it on Wednesday and then cooked it on Thursday. So I let it set seasoned 24 hours in the refrigerator, rubbed some butter under the skin, on the breast, and then all over the outside. And then I had a bourbon maple rub that I had. Then I rubbed that all over it. And like I said, let it set. A little bit of sugar in that and quite a little bit of salt. And then obviously whatever else makes it the bourbon and maple flavors. Bourbon and maple.
The chef probably drank it.
Right, yeah. But so got that Big Green Egg up to about 275. And about 4 hours, and it was done. I was at about 175 in that joint down by the thigh. That's the one I usually check. Make sure you don't hit the bone, right? You just get deep in there because that'll be the slowest place for it to cook. And it turned out great. And again, 16 pounds of bird, you got carcass and all that other stuff, but there was probably, what, 8-9 pounds of meat on there, a lot more than I need for Lisa and I. So we, too, are doing the turkey leftover, what can we do that's creative for it? And so I got an idea about one, too, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But
yeah, Maureen, I had a client actually give her a giant turkey, and I still believe, as I've been told, that the bigger turkeys are better.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little fatter and a little plump. I don't know.
But you talk to most butchers, and they'll tell you the bigger turkeys have more flavor.
Yeah. Huh. Well, we had a flavorful little ride. We came over to Barbecue Bob's house last week, and Bob had got you've heard him talk about it on the show, a mule, a Kawasaki mule, which is a ATV, for lack of a better word.
Side-by-side.
Side-by-side. Really nice. He's in great shape. Got it from his brother-in-law. But I'd not seen it yet. And, of course, we maybe got together and had a couple cocktails. They're like, hey, let me take you for a ride. So I'm like, I don't really need to go for a ride. But we're on his property. We didn't go anywhere. We were just and he starts out.
Bring your cocktail.
Right, bring your cocktail. And then so we start out on a ride to go down his driveway. And then he decides that we're going to go off-roading, right? So he's like, hold this. So now I got two cocktails in my hand. And he turns off, and we start puttering up a little bit of a hill. Well, it's dark.
Good thing we weren't going fast.
That's right. It's dark. And we hit a stump. And we hit it dead stop, but it was enough momentum that we jumped up over it, and it got behind the front differential. And there we sat.
Well,
and,
we didn't only hit a stump. We were on an angle, and there was a ditch on one side. So the thing started tipping into the ditch. We were like teetering on his
right.
stump.
So did you fall out of it? Nobody fell out,
no,
and nobody got hurt.
I got wet
because when he hit that stump, both those drinks slammed into the windshield and just splashed the hell out of me. But, so we weren't 100 yards from his house when all this happened. So, we had to go get the damn Jeep and put a strap on there and jerk the thing off the stump. And I don't know, did you look at it? Did we do any damage?
No, it's fine.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, those things are built like a tank, but I had to laugh. It's like we weren't in the thing 3 minutes and the ride ended.
So the moral of the story is put cup holders in your mule.
Yeah, exactly.
And put a sippy cup in and get better lights.
Right.
So you can
see everything. I'll give you a break on that one because we kind of turned off the road and started to go uphill and your lights were shining up. You couldn't see that stump in front of us. And it was only up about a foot.
Yeah.
You know, and we just kind of went up over top of that.
More than it needed to be.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. But anyway, but the good news was is there was more drinks back at the house. So we walked back and drowned our sorrows and moved forward. But anyway. Oh, God. A lot of fun.
That was a little embarrassing.
No, it wasn't until I just told the story.
Good thing nobody knows.
Yeah. Nobody was bleeding. That makes it better.
Yeah. So I was kind of curious. You know, when I was a kid, did you on Thanksgiving night, did you guys all make turkey sandwiches?
You know what I usually made? I made one with stuffing on it, and this is going to sound weird, but we usually had bread made, right? Take turkey and mayonnaise,
yep,
and then put the stuffing on there, and then mustard on top of the stuffing, and I got mayonnaise, mustard, turkey, and stuffing. That sandwich is one of my favorite sandwiches to this day, man.
I can tell.
But it's just that day, right? I mean, that's when you have all those ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm a dark meat guy. I don't really like white meat turkey. It's just too dry for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not preparing it right. And there's people out there that say, oh, you're a fool. But
you cooked it to 175 for starters.
Right, yeah. But that was in the joint, man. You had to get it there. But anyway, it's only 10 degrees. What can that hurt, right? Well, it just dries things out. That's all. But yeah, well, what about you? Do you eat sandwiches?
You know, our tradition was mayo on both sides, lots of it, and then a big stack of turkey. And that was it.
No stuffing.
Mom's homemade bread.
Yep, yep.
No, the stuffing is bread, so it'd be kind of redundant.
No, I know, but it's
not
flavored.
Kosher.
It's not
flavored. Kosher.
No, we don't have kosher meals at my place. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, coming up next, I don't know, this week, Bob, on Wednesday, we had snow here in Grand Rapids. Pretty heavy snow for the afternoon and a little bit of accumulation. And makes me think of Stormy Cromer. So coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Gina from Stormy Cromer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.